And yes, does it sound like I'm defending having this? Because I still feel like I gotta do that. I'm gonna get over that. And like Big Fatty says, you accept gifts with kindness. And isn't that what I think that's what he says? Maybe he says you gotta accept gifts with grace. Maybe that's what he says. But you've heard him say that. Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Like Big Fatty says, you accept Big Fatty. Isn't that what I think that's what he says?
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4043 of the BFO for right through the 4th of August. 2023, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and Big Fatty, don't forget, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. It's going well. Y'all, you're yawners today. Well, you know what? I'm not going to tell you right now why you are yawners, but I will just give you a little hint. Big Fatty was a yawner between 8 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. in the evening on hump day night, and we'll tell you all about that. But first, let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, this weekend we have not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one is today for right. Dude, y'all, I've met this person a couple of times, I believe, down there in Nollins. She and my youngest daughter are, well, Big Fatty, are they good friends, or do they share in sewing? In sewing, yes, you know, scissors and anyway. I don't know what the status is nowadays, but y'all, she did a little show with Nessa called Amy and Nessa Get Fucked Up. Big Fatty, I don't think that was the name. Well, that's what they did. Anyway, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the sweetest little pocket-sized Amy. Big Fatty, we love pocket-sized Amy. Or is it pocketbook Amy? I don't know. It's something to do with a pocket. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all met this person once, face to face, out there in Lost Wages. Did his little brought his little cavalcade of voices. Big Fatty, what do you mean voices? Oh, does he not have actual people help him with his little show? Yeah, we'll go with that. Yes, but I can't imagine a little show that does voices. I don't know what's going on with that either. Yeah, his latest little show had this noise is running in the background that it was just disturbing is what it was. Big Fatty, well, that's because he's disturbed. He is disturbed. But, y'all, I am talking about none other than Mr. Pickle Hollow himself, Old Stinkpot Toppy Smelly. Big Fatty, we love Old Stinkpot. We do. So, y'all, if you see pocket-sized Amy or Old Stinkpot, The 20, Big Fatty, it's not called the 20 anymore. It's called the X. All right, we'll call it the Twix. Or the Metaspace, or the Woolly Mammoth, or the Spools. Wish 'em a big old piece of cake!
Happy birthday to you!
From the official Pineapper player. He's like a player Pineapper. Alex Lefebvre. Well, you know, Dale's in Dallas. Dale's in Dallas. Big Fatty, he unsubscribed years ago, but you know, he has compiled some musical things, and that frequency has done some musical things for us. Also, Big Fatty, all of them quite musical. All fine family men. Yeah, and by all fine family men, you mean Bobo Honkers. Anyway, y'all, after I recorded yesterday, y'all, I went out. And I finished my nipple walking for the day. It's because it was interrupted by the change of schedule, as they say. But anyway, I closed all my rings and all that good stuff. I think I did that before. Yeah, I know I did. And then I Y'all, did I mention that Olive's sister brought me some boiled peanuts? Oh, boiled peanuts. Except, y'all, I don't know, there was a slight aftertaste. You know, they boiled them, and it smelled like someone accidentally dropped a cigarette ashes in the water. So it had just a hint of ashtray. But y'all, they were good nonetheless. Yes, Big Fatty, a hint of ashtray. Anyway, y'all, I watched the news. Then it was time. It was time for the premiere of Big Brother! Oh, Big Fatty, I know you've been looking forward to it all summer long. It's true. Now, y'all, The good thing is we learned that it was a live episode. I didn't see if it was going to be a live move-in or not, but it was live, and we learned that it's going to be the longest season ever of Big Brother, 100 days. Big Brother. That'll take us to, let's see, that'll be... August, I was about halfway through November, Big Fatty, please. But y'all, it better get better than it was on Wednesday night. Y'all, it was snooze fest. If that was supposed to pull you in as a new viewer, y'all unsubscribed. Y'all, all of the contestants, they had them standing there, and y'all, they all looked just as bored as they could be. I mean, you would think they'd be excited, but y'all, it was just the feel and the pace of the show and everything. Y'all, it was bore. It was a huge bore. Big Fatty, you ran out of music. That's all right. There'll be plenty more this season. Y'all, and then they talked about the house, and they played that stupid video with that Frankie Grande and all in it. And y'all, the whole concept of this time warp, it's stupid. It's just stupid, and I can't wait to see how long before the twist is over, because y'all, if the ratings prove what Big Fatty's saying, y'all, the twist is going to be a twist and shout. Yes, Big Fatty's shouting that you hated the twist. And y'all, then the competition. Now, I did like, there were four different competitions, but normally it's for head of household. But what it was this time is the loser of each of the four competitions were on the block. Big Fatty and y'all, they were just kind of stupid competitions. One of them was they got kicked in the butt by a big shoe. Yes, Big Fatty. And then the last one was, oh, you got to hold on tight or you'll go into the nether regions. Y'all, if Julie Chen Moonves, by the way, her outfit was very nice for opening night. I know Moose P has a thought about it. Maybe he'll post it on the www. But because you know he is the Big Brother fashion correspondent. Y'all, the youngest little guy on there. Y'all, who you would think they had to hold on while this hand kind of thing grabbed hold of their leg and kept pulling on them. And y'all, you'd think that the youngest one would be able to hold on more so than some of the others. He was the one that went into the nether regions. No, and will we see him again or not? We'll never know. He's in the nether regions. Big Fatty, I've got something in my nether Oh, no, Miss Bevo will be excited about my nether regions. But anyway, y'all, it was just, it wasn't good. And y'all, then at the very end, there was a surprise. Oh, they said that there were going to be extra people playing throughout the season. So I don't know what any of that means, but y'all, Siri, not Big Fatty, you're talking to the iPhone. No, I'm not talking to the iPhone. I'm talking about that Siri, C-I-R-I-E, from the Survivor. Y'all, her son. Her son is one of the contestants this year, and now Siri is playing as well. Y'all, there's 16 in the house. You know, one's in the nether regions. I don't know if you'd heard that or not. But anyway, so she's playing right now. And y'all, the other important bit of news was that the live feeds... Y'all, you can watch them on the Paramount Plus. You know, that's a mountain of entertainment. And I think you have to pay for that. Or you can watch it for free. Free, I tell you, on Daniel Biba's favorite streaming service. Big Fatty, what is that? Pluto. Oh, yes, he does love Pluto. He does. Y'all, I have downloaded the app, the Pluto app, to the Apple Snack TV, and y'all, it's there are four different cameras that broadcast, and then one that shows all four cameras, so I'll be watching that off and over. Now, the free version, you have commercials every once in a while, and I think you have to go in and click on it once an hour to be able to watch it. But hey, y'all, it's free. We'll hope that and y'all, there's the girl that I thought was. We didn't know if it was a guy or a girl or trans person. Izzy, y'all, she is a Lesbitarian, but the surprise was the guy that's the Hissam, that's the geriatric doctor. Oh yes, Big Fatty, you wanted him to give you a prostate exam. Well, anyway, y'all, he also does burlesque. Big Fatty, that means he's a bobo honker. Well, maybe so, but anyway, y'all, Pretty much, and y'all, Matt, the deaf, the young, cute deaf swimmer, y'all, he's quite interesting. And y'all, if you do nothing else, go over there to the Big Brother and look at Red, because Red is just remember, you can't spell inbred without Red. Ready? But anyway, y'all, by the time the Snooze Fest debut was over, y'all, Big Fatty was ready for his own Snooze Fest. Y'all slept on the new sheets. Not sure I like them or not, but we're going to give them a week, and we'll see how it goes. But at least they were clean. And y'all, I slept until a little bit before 6 a.m. in the morning, and then I just kind of tossed and turned for a little while and got up about 6:30, had my coffee, read the paper, did the puzzles, and then, y'all, I was off on the morning nipple walk, an hour in Fat Acres. I got to pick up a few extra steps and later on. But anyway, about 10 a.m. in the morning, y'all, I had a call. There's an Olive update here. Y'all, I had a call from the art appraiser, and she and I are going to get together later this month, and she's going to get the dimensions and take pictures, I guess, and all this kind of stuff of the different artwork, and then she'll give me a full report sometime after the end of September. She's that good. She's that backed up. Ready, kind of like your colon. When that was over, y'all, I hopped in old Ruby Red. Now, y'all, I went and got my hairs cut. Y'all, I no longer look like Bart Simpson. I just have the big fatty haircut again. I think I'm going to go to a chalkboard and write 100 times, I will not wait to get a haircut, or something. You know, that's a reference to what the kids are doing. And y'all, then after that, at noon, I was off to El Dentisto, which we all know is Mexican for El Dentisto, and y'all, I got a gold star, no cavities, and he says, see you in 6 months, bring cash money, and I said, no, I have insurance. He says, thank you for calling, and y'all, then I came home, and I've just been piddling around the house here. I did call a company to help me with an estate sale for Olive's stuff. And, y'all, just lots on the plate. Big Fatty, you hadn't done the Von's East receipt. I see that right now as I'm looking at it. So, y'all, I guess I'll have to do it on Monday. But, y'all, I got a postcard. Got a postcard from Miss Bacon. And she says that I need more cowbell. Okay. And, y'all, she went to someplace called the Vinyl Taco. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. And, y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, Nick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Now, just for reference, y'all, Big Brother will be on Sunday evening at 8. And Wednesday at 8 this coming week. And then the live eviction will be Thursday at 9 p.m. in the evening. As they say, check your local listings. Yes, Big Fatty. At the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Stinkpot. And Stinkpot, here you are, hitting another year, 61, I think you said. And do you have anything that sticks in your mind?
Like Big Fatty says, you accept Big Fatty. Isn't that what I think that's what he says?
Oh, yes, it sounds like something crazy he would say. And obviously you're crazy, too.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.